When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Good afternoon. The government has set a 10-day deadline to find a temporary solution to the overcrowding in migrant reception centres for unaccompanied minors in the Canary Islands. The island's reception centres are overwhelmed due to a surge in migrants arriving in precarious boats from West Africa, particularly since August. And despite harsh winter sea conditions, the arrivals have not stopped. The main opposition, the Partido Popular, urged last summer to decree a state of migratory emergency, whilst the party's spokesman in Parliament suggested deploying the army to curb irregular migration. Now, Madrid and the regional Conservative coalition of the PP and the Coalition Canaria have committed to devising a temporary solution. A significant point of contention is the proposed mandatory distribution of migrant minors across Spain's 17 autonomous communities, which is currently only voluntary. According to the Canary Islands government, some 4,000 minors from the region and another 400 from the enclave of Ceuta should be transferred to the mainland. The Defence Minister, Margarita Robles, took part in the 25th meeting of the Ukraine Defence Contact Group in Germany yesterday, where she confirmed her government's firm support and informed her colleagues on details of new aid deliveries. Robles noted the upcoming delivery of 10 electric generators, as well as the proposal for new training courses for the personnel of the armed forces of Ukraine and a new humanitarian aid programme for Ukrainian families, which will begin on Sunday. The Transport Minister has announced plans to create a fixed-price public transport pass, which works for trains, buses, metros, trams and bicycles across the country's 17 regions from 2026. Oscar Puente announced that his ministry is planning to transition from the current state-subsidised free and discounted train and bus tickets to an all-purpose monthly transport pass, which will work in all corners of the Spanish territory. A price for the potential single pass has not yet been given, although somewhere between 30 and 49 euros has been suggested. And the world has just experienced the first full year in which global temperatures exceeded 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times, as scientists said this morning. The milestone was confirmed by the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, which said climate change is pushing the planet's temperatures to levels never before experienced by modern humans. The planet's average temperature in 2024 was 1.6 degrees Celsius higher than the pre-industrial period. The impacts of climate change are now visible on every continent, affecting people from the richest through to the poorest on Earth. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.